You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I am your host, Lance White. Today, I'm delighted to have the award-winning filmmaker, Patty Greer, returning to the show. Patty's recent film, 2012, We're Already In It, won the prestigious 2009 EBE Award for Best Feature Film, UFO or Related, at the International UFO Congress Convention, a very discerning crowd. It was also premiered in Hollywood at the historic Groman's Egyptian Theater for the opening night of the Feel Good Film Festival on August 7, 2009. The movie is getting rave reviews worldwide and opening eyes everywhere. Patty has been interviewed on numerous international radio talk shows and television. Two of her movies have premiered at international film festivals. She is dedicated to helping humanity see the beauty of what is just within our reach, while facing the dual aspects of our current world with a positive attitude and potential solutions. Always hopeful, always optimistic, that's a promise from this filmmaker. She is presently working on a new movie geared toward children, Fairies and Elves in the New Paradigm, beautiful ascension material for children of all ages. Her website, if you'd like to be looking at it and exploring it while we talk to Patty, is www.pattygreer.com. So let's welcome Patty to the show now. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Wonderful. It's great to be here again, Lance. Thank you very much.
Well, thank
Twice.
You. Twice. Yes. Well, I always love to have a wonderful guest back. And there's so much going on, and you're just the perfect person to chat with about it, because I believe that the world is going through some major shifts right now, and today is November 7th. I'm going to date this show, so if it's archived, it'll be played later, and you'll be living in the past and the future, if you follow me. But tomorrow, the 8th, I believe, is the beginning of the Mayan Sixth Night. So that probably is a nice way to segue into what's happening now or whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, I think that what you are underlyingly relating to is the rays of duality, which is happening now on the planet, and it is so in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And as a light worker, which I am dedicated to be one, and you are dedicated to be one, we place ourselves almost as acupuncture points on the planet. And through us, it seems that we've made a commitment to say, yes, I'm going to do this work and I'll do whatever it takes. But because there's so much negativity being pushed to the surface now with the ascension that's happening, I think that a lot of us are having to transcend it. And, I mean, some of us are just beyond tested out. It's really an interesting time.
Oh, absolutely. I know for myself, I just recently, and I mentioned it in my last show last week, that my all of my accounts, my Yahoo and Facebook and blog, had been compromised by a hacker in London, and that they were asking all my friends and contacts for hundreds of dollars of money, claiming to be me stranded in London. And several people have sent in excess of $500, so... this isn't funny business. This is what's happening. And then yesterday I read in the newspaper somebody went crazy here in a little tiny town in Northern California, in Gold Country, and drove his SUV through the Bank of America glass door 60 feet into the bank, didn't get any money, backed out of the bank, drove to another sporting goods store, couldn't open the register there, drove to the liquor store and parked next to a sheriff's vehicle. And, of course, he was followed and chased and stopped and arrested. But on that same day in the same town, a 19-year-old boy who was completely normal up until that moment at the dinner table just started choking his mother. And Then he started chasing his dad with a butcher knife and the pole saw, and I mean, it's almost comic if it wasn't so tragic. And,
well, it is tragic, and it's affecting people that you said didn't have issues before.
Right.
I can't even talk about what I just lived through. And it's like, I think the important thing now, because we are being tested, and there is an awful lot of deviant behavior that's happening on purpose, but we who know better and we who act with integrity at all times, every waking hour, even my dreams, I sleep well because I don't have guilt. I'm not planning something, behind somebody's back. But I think that we're being forced now to really use conscious choice with every breath we take. We can't even waste 6 breaths in a row anymore and fall into that automatic pilot of fear.
Right.
And, I just got hurt again. Because, boy, it's easy right now. I'm embarrassed what's happened in my life because here I'm intuitive. I'm psychic. And what?
Yeah.
These people in my face were just, how did I not know? Well, I think that a lot of us aren't looking. I know
right.
I wasn't.
Right.
I'm not going around with eyes behind my head, but I think
right.
we need to change up our new paradigm in that we have to ask more questions and really, really listen.
Absolutely. And, I totally agree with you. I've been writing about this recently, although I don't have a blog anymore because it was shut down due to the hacking. But, that I was saying that, we need to be careful what we need to really think about what we're saying before it comes out of our mouths, for one thing, or fingers on the internet. And we need to work at the level of thoughts and emotions now, because if we are allowing thoughts in our processes that are automatic, as you said, they're going to manifest. And if we're not living from a 100,000% integrity in every move we make, totally transparent, anything that is concealed is going to be revealed, and it will come up. So, and this is what's happening for us, because we're pretty much, we're all on the forefront, the awakening crowd, those who are listening to this show and so on and so forth, we're all on the cutting edge of this, and we're kind of taking the brunt of it, I would say, but we have to, because we have to expand our awareness, not just to the love and light side, but to the dark side and see what they're up to and not lose track of the fact that we are still in this paradigm as it is shutting down, and it's only going to get more intense, and we need to be on our toes.
Yes. We need to be so centered, because it is happening all around us, and I do believe, like you said, it's going to shake it up before it rests down.
Oh, yeah.
And we are on that sixth night. We are moving closer to the full ascension. I did a show last week with another radio host who asked me this strange question. No, it's UFO Magazine. I might get on the cover.
I love them. I've had several of them on my show.
Well, we keep straying, but, again, what's happening is not only that all those others are being pushed to the surface, their moves are being more apparent, but the other nice thing is that we are coming together, the show hosts, the people with good intentions to do interviews, the magazine seeing, who we really are, and coming to, all of a sudden my phone's ringing again. All of a sudden I'm getting, but the sad thing is, and I'm going to just put this out, in the world of greed and form, that I have this beautiful 2012 We're Already In It movie. It won another award in Yosemite.
Wonderful.
So,
I
mean,
it's a stunt movie.
It's not about an award, but it's really about the people that are watching it are writing me thank you letters and saying it makes a difference. I've shown it 6 times to groups of people. These are the emails that make a difference to me. But again, it's our soul family meeting up now.
That's right. That's right. I know for me, within the last few days, I've been shutting down all my internet contacts and just completely divesting myself of all my old material and persona, and then having to just let it go and be in the moment. And fortunately, the radio show hasn't been compromised, and I've noticed that I'm on the phone now to friends and family and discovering new soul connections, yourself and Patricia Corey will be on next week. I know you know her, and she was in your film. And so I'm just thrilled that we're really coming together now, and we can't do this by ourselves.
No.
Go ahead.
As you're talking about the phone book, I rewrote mine a couple of years ago, and it was, 40 pages long? Now it's 3? And that's a real way to look at the way my life has shifted. I was talking to Patricia Corey yesterday. She's my closest friend on the planet right now. We talk like teenagers, although she is out in the world rattling cages, and I'm making movies showing crop circles. You know, and it's not like we're looking for trouble. It's that we are living the life of the true pioneers of the new paradigm.
That's right. That's right.
And she's got a great new book coming out, which you guys will talk about. And on the back, she mentions me as calling her the Indiana Jones of the new paradigm, you know, and destined to have a movie about this. But again, I like people that have dirty shoes and mud on their knees when I'm in the crop circles. Don't show me high heels. You know what I'm saying? You just got out of your little helicopter. You're making your nice postcards. Go on to your little store that sells your stuff. But for me, I interview the people that are downright dusty with me, and I'm a clean freak. But when it comes to the crop circles or the stone circles or the sacred sites, I walked my feet off. And my body felt the difference when I got back. My feet had a whole new issue I never even thought about. But everybody knew me as the girl in the green wellies. I had these darling green boots, and they knew me from across the field. And once in a while, I'd hear yelled across acres of feet of wheat, "Where's the girl in the green wellies?" It was kind of my nickname there. So I lived in them, these big rubber boots, which was great because it's pretty muddy in the crop circles when it's raining all summer long.
Go ahead. Well, for those of us that don't know what it's like to be in a crop circle and probably never will, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to England. What is the sensation? I mean, as you walk through them, do you feel a shift of energy? Is there a change in consciousness? Is there anything noticeable as you? I know you probably have laid in the center of them and just kind of closed your eyes and meditated. Are they as powerful as many people say they are?
Well, you're asking a true crappie. I spent 9 weeks in the crop circles every day not this year, but the summer before, as well as this 5 weeks the summer before that. And the only reason the other 4 weeks were missing is I was looking at crop circles in other countries of Europe.
Wow.
I went to Italy and wasted my time. And when I got to England, it's almost like going for a milkshake, and there's only a sip at the bottom in Italy and Germany where they had almost as many as England. And then you get to England, and it's this voluptuous cup just overflowing.
Wow.
And it's all within 10 miles. Pretty much 80-90% of the best crop circles in the world are within 10 miles in this area surrounding the Avebury Stone Circle.
Huh.
And the Avebury Stone Circle is a sacred site. For 5,000 to 7,000 years, people have been coming to do sacred ritual. And they come from all directions of Europe to come to here, as well as the Tor, which is another sacred site in Glastonbury. And if we look at a map of England, where most of these crop circles are, around the Avebury Stone Circle, if we look to the west, you'll see Glastonbury, but if we look to the east, you'll see Stonehenge. So the land is riddled with sacred sites and monuments. And so the reason I think that the Avebury Stone Circle seems to be the center is that it is the center, literally, of 3 underground streams.
Huh.
Now, energetically, the number 3 is very powerful, but let alone 3 underground water sources, when water is so precious on our planet, meeting in the center of a sacred site.
Wow.
And then we look at all the crop circles in the world, and most all of them, high 90 percentile, are sitting over an aquifer, which is a pool of water.
Wow.
So there's something happening on a very high heat and instantaneous level that's coming from above, because the wheat in a real crop circle will lay at 90-degree angles, and all the wheat is like not a hair out of place side by side, but whether they bend at the 90-degree angle, it's not a bend and break. Something heated it up, and it blew a node out, which is what they call like a bubble that happens in the stem of the wheat, and then it allows it to bend without breaking.
Wow.
So when we go into the crop circles, we want to get there first thing in the morning, and that's why both my summers I was in what we called the first wave, the front line of crop circle researchers. We got there at the crack of dawn. We met for breakfast, and the pilots that flew over first thing in the morning that would report to whomever it was that we got in for and to, you know, it's like a click over there, kind of like the UFO community. It's a family.
Yeah.
It's a family, and there's the really
it's a wonderful
nice people.
Family.
Yeah. Well, there's those of us that are really there because we're loving it. And to get on to more an interesting answer to your question, 30, 40 feet from the formation, every ounce of my body lit up with goosebumps. I can feel it 40 feet outside before I even get in there because whatever did it, that energy moves out.
Oh.
And when we get into the crop circle, you can definitely feel it. But again, it's a matter of perception. You'll take six people in, and there's three people that go, I don't feel anything, I'm bored. Can I go out of here and smoke a cigarette or something? You know, let me go have a hot dog somewhere.
Right.
And then there's the five people whose eyes are rolling in the back of their head, they're on their back, and they're gone for an hour, you know? But for me, I think the best gift that I could give anybody that has not been in a crop circle and might not get over to England is my first movie. And it was complete experiential. And it's called The Wake-Up Call. Anybody listening? And it's on my website, pattygreer.com. It's on Amazon, if you forget my name, Crop Circles 2012, UFOs. I've got three movies out. But never did I plan to make these. This was not a part of my life plan. What happened to me happened in a crop circle. And it was an instantaneous download of something because when I went to that, not my first year when I had my daughter with me, I had to behave. But when I went to second year alone and did 9 weeks in the English crop circles, that first formation I went into, I will never forget. I could feel it walking up the tram line, which is where the tractors roll their tires.
Uh-huh.
And once I got to the entry of the formation, it was almost like I was carried to the center and laid down. I closed my eyes. I totally surrendered because my God, I'd waited a whole year for this. I was so drawn. And I went out like a light. And when I kind of came to, I opened my eyes. I'm laying in a crop circle, and I'm watching these mosquitoes buzzing around above me. But they weren't mosquitoes. My vision, what I saw through my eyes, was as clear as mosquitoes, but it was little plasma beings. And I have seen them ever since. And I never saw them before that day in the crop circles. You know how when people look into the sky and you can see those glints of light and you say, oh, that's just my eyes, I'm just tired, and, you know, BS. I got to tell you, that is step one. And I've taken so many groups of people out to see the plasma, and every group of people, as long as they're conscious people and willing to see it, I mean, I just hear a whole group of people go, oh, my God, and everybody's, oh, my God. So you begin with the light. Those little glints of light that are reflecting, and you just keep watching them, and you forget about everything else. Just watch those little light things, and when you realize they're not your veins in your eyes, they're not moving in the same direction, and they're moving very differently than each other. Take it a little further. Keep relaxing your eyes deeper, as if you're looking at a 3D card, waiting for it to come forth, and all of a sudden, not just a little glimpse of light, but you will also see very interesting things that are almost like the consistency of a jellyfish where you can see through them, but you can definitely see that they have a border and a perimeter and a center circle. They are everywhere.
Oh,
everywhere
I'm seeing them right now.
Seriously? Yes.
Yes, yeah.
So
it was a foggy day out, and it's bright, but I'm looking out my sliding glass doors. I have a fire in the fireplace. And I'm seeing pretty much what you're describing, just these little black, darting, fishy-like things, and then the light orbs kind of moving around. They're round, and then they're
round. See, I didn't even tell you. They are round like a donut.
Yeah.
And some of them have a clear inside and some of them have a dark inside.
Right.
But the more you look, the more you see. Okay, so you got the circles. So not only the little circles, but there's also these kind of snakes or worm kind of things that look like a gas, almost like oil on water.
Yes. Absolutely.
So we're encouraging people now to realize that there is so much more that's right outside our door, right inside our house.
Yeah.
So the neatest thing is to realize the gifts that we already have and work with them, because we don't need a whole lot more outside ourselves like we're trained.
Right. Absolutely.
I've been living, for the first time, sharing a house with a friend, and I didn't really know her when I moved in, but I needed to get out of my place in Denver and get up to the woods. I couldn't find a clean, beautiful mountain home, and this woman kept writing me. So finally, I went to see the house, and it's beautiful over a river. My God, I have a beautiful space to myself. But the interesting thing is that for the first time in my life, and I am a homemaker, I've built 6 homes, and I decorated, designed, and the tile, and all this and that, and, candles with crystals, whatever. All of a sudden, for a year now, I'm living in a home where it's her furniture, and my life is in buckets, in storage. So I'm living so zen. And I've done a whole year in a couple weeks, and I'm going, how could I not miss my stuff? Yesterday somebody said to me, because my statement was, you know, because of the way the world is acting right now, the people on the planet, if a ship comes, I just need a minute for a toothbrush, toothpaste, and a change of underwear. My friend says, what about all your buckets? I said, you know, it's really interesting. I've had a year to see that there's nothing I need.
Right.
And I think that part of our training is to get more this way, because we don't know how much more of this is going to happen, how much less we're going to have as far as, you know, how long money is even going to be worth anything. But the most important thing that is worth more than all of it is our integrity and our honesty and our unity.
I couldn't agree more.
And I don't think the teams have ever been more blatant. Them and the good people.
Right. Yes. And I think we've already made that choice, and probably eons ago. And we've been through this probably more times than we can even possibly imagine. But due to the forgetfulness when we incarnate, we haven't quite remembered yet. And this is a process of letting go of the past, because our past is not us, and of living in the moment, and because it's going to be more intensely in the moment with each passing day. We're going to be forced, in the sense that the energies are just going to keep knocking us. If we stray off our little path of nowness, the bricks start falling on. If you go down a little side road that's not conducive to your soul's journey, you're going to get bricks on one side and maybe stones on the other, and who knows what else you'll get. But, you get rerouted back onto the right path, and it's often the case of letting go of something that we thought we needed to have for our identity or something.
Yes, and I think the only thing that's going to get us through is not letting go of our faith.
Yes.
Trusting that even though blah, 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 blah just happened, you know that somehow it's in perfect divine order so that you can evolve.
Absolutely.
Or devolve and get all angry and pissy and not do what you're really here to do.
Right, and that is a legitimate choice. And one can always turn off that path when, you know, it's a matter of being willing to look at yourself truthfully and realize that, you know, we're just resisting a lesson that will recur repeatedly with more intensity as time passes, until we actually turn around within and look at ourselves and see where we are at cause and responsible for our lives.
Yes.
And that it's not about the world out there on the internet or on the radio show or, you know, so on and so forth. It's really moving closer and closer to the inner life, which creates all of this. And that, I know that sounds a little new agey, but, you know, ultimately we are creators learning how to create on a higher level, I believe.
Yes. And it really is a beautiful thing to look at the big picture, which is we are evolving, you know.
Yeah,
no matter
finally.
How much we might fight it, we are evolving. And it's just that time in history, and with the Mayan calendar predictions, you know, that's the fear factor that's being presented is certainly an option. But again, those of us who are really seeking a higher ground are looking at it as ultimately, as long as we can make it, a
right.
gift of higher consciousness on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I was saying this talk show host last week, his question was,
gosh,
don't you think it's going to be horrible when we have total telepathy?
Oh.
And my immediate answer was, oh, my God, give it to me now today.
Thank
you.
You
know, let us all walk around stark naked because it's time to clean up your dirty stuff.
Yes. Thank
and,
you.
And really be willing to be naked and clean.
Yes, yes, yes. We have so much shame and guilt and denial that's been layered onto us from thousands of years of, you know, I could name this and that and the other thing. We know what the sources are. But we're moving out of that. And I was just looking at my little dog. I have a little Jack Russell Terrier, and I was headed for the shower, and I didn't have any clothes on. I said, now, see, you get to be naked all the time. I've got to wear these silly clothes. You know, because we're still ashamed of our bodies, and we can't do that. You know, it's not acceptable behavior. Although you can show things on various channels, Playboy and so on and so forth, then that's all part of the trap of getting lured into the what's not real. And it's everywhere. And have you noticed that your tolerance level for just about everything outside yourself has decreased almost to nil? News programs, television, newspapers, even going to the store.
I used that word in an email to my dear friend this morning. I said I have zero tolerance for the rest. Zero.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Another thing I've noticed very interesting is now I wake up at 4 or 5 every morning. Like, what's this about? I am such a good sleeper. But I wake up at 4 or 5, and I'm brilliant. It's like, oh, shush, go to sleep, brain, please. But it's like when we're the clearest, when the vibration is the highest, and when the veils are the thinnest between the worlds.
Yes.
And I'm not ashamed anymore because I don't hang out with people a lot. I hide in the woods, I make my movies, and then when I'm on the phone, which I'm talking to people all over the world, I'm just sitting there like with the most brilliant people going, this is a better life.
Oh, absolutely.
Than going to town and going shopping or having a manicure, doing all that crap I used to do.
Right, right.
And my friends are all over the world rather than in the town I live in, so it doesn't matter where I live now.
Right, right, right.
And now that we've got Skype, it just makes it so easy.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet, but I've loaded it onto my machine. I'm kind of wary about any new programs because of the nature of the corporate entity that has total control over everything. But your Skype is a good thing?
Well, I don't know. I'm not on it yet, but everybody's raving about it, and they're calling me for free from all these different countries, and they're Skyping. I'm the same as you. I really don't want an eyeball on me while I'm sitting here. I'm funny about that.
Me too.
But again, you know, my experience is showing me to be far more discerning, far more careful, and the consciousness inside me knows that 51% of me has got to turn over to the happiness, the joy, the excitement, the beauty of nature, and the goodness of people. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention a beautiful exercise that I was given by Siri Ra. I did a show with her a few weeks ago, and she stopped the radio show to say, for 17 seconds, I want all of you to spend an entire 17 seconds thinking of the most marvelous things in your life and put them side by side by side. It was the most delicious meditation because it made me stop thinking about the world out there that you and I have been talking about for most of this interview and remembering the marvelousness of all the things we love.
Mm.
And this was like, I mean, she stopped me cold because for 17 seconds, and Ra and her partner counted, I was just pummeling my brain with beauty and love and romance and food and all the great things. And it still wasn't 17 seconds, so I kept going and going. And by the time we were done, I was in love with them.
Wow.
Because they reminded me to keep that in check, which is, I don't care if your foot's bleeding. Look how pretty your hair is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we have to choose to change our thinking if we want to change our reality.
Oh, boy, is that a true statement was never stated.
Well, I say it in all three of my movies, your thoughts create your reality. And then I'm living this life where I'm waking up at 4 and I'm like this sometimes, and I go, wait, put on the brakes and change your thoughts.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's happening, change your thoughts so that you can change the outcome of your day and the income of your day.
Ah, I like that one too.
I do. Gosh, I'm getting all these new profundities. This wonderful guy, Brother Boko, has this great saying, which I love. He says, always remember, never forget.
Oh.
And I think when we, you know, really go into our divine selves and we really go into the faith that we know that even though things hurt right now, there's a reason. It's here to teach us, and it's up to us to do the lesson and grow from it, or have the reaction that the dark side is seeking, you know?
Right, right. And then we're just falling into the, you know, into the bear trap.
Yep.
You know, when we're expressing negativity and getting upset about the this and that and the other thing, the New World Order, the, you know, the have money delete and blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to make those a reality in my languaging. And then we're focusing on the negative and not moving forward. We've got nailing your foot to the floor.
Right. Which is what we have on TV news and all that. But again, we have a choice not to do it. So this will really make them mad. Here's another really sweet thing that I just heard recently. I love this. I called to make a reservation to fly somewhere, and the guy says, may I give you your confirmation code? And I said, yes, I've got a pen. He says, M as in marvelous, G as in gorgeous, E as in exquisite. I mean, he went down six letters instead of saying Mary, dog, banana, hick. You know, he gave me six words that all made me feel so good that I was dumbfounded because it was so unpredictable and such a gift. And I'm saying this on the radio so that every single person who's got a job where you give a confirmation code, if you or any kind of response, if you can give them such a surprise that they stop in their tracks and remember how beautiful we can be. It reminds us to be beautiful.
Yes, yes. That's a wonderful thing. And it takes so little effort. It just takes being present and also coming from your heart.
Big time. So this ascension into 2012, that we've got the two schools of thought, you know, the most important thing is to realize that our thoughts do create our reality, and 2012 is still up for grabs. There's no doubt that the negativity is being pushed to the surface. There is no doubt that brilliant spiritual people are coming together in communities and bringing this information forth, your radio show, my movies, the people that we talk to on the phone still that made it into the new phone book entry. You know? Seriously, 40 pages down to 4, my life changed. And my life changed right after I went in a crop circle. I know something happened to me because everywhere I go now, I attract typically really much smarter than myself people, and I like it that way.
Me too.
And I don't mean to say that like I'm modest, because I don't even know. I never considered myself highly intellectual, highly intelligent, until after being in the crop circles.
Wow.
And because of the people that are there, I mean, it is, you know, we're all pretty wacky people. But again, everybody's brilliant that I met over there. I was just astounded. And anytime I took my camera into a formation, I had choices of people to talk to that would definitely show up with the goods. And then again, here comes the helicopters, you know, so we have to wait and wait till the helicopters finish. And that was the hardest thing about the crop circles, was being followed around really a lot by the military helicopters and filmed in the crop circles. And it took the joy out of a lot of them, because they're really doing it now. They're trying to, you know, they don't want the information getting out. They want people to think that they're man-made by a couple of guys, you know, or teams
on
of people
board,
with
yeah.
sticks. And, you know, that's all good and well, but even those people that could possibly be making these big, beautiful formations, they're being divinely guided. If they're
right.
doing formations that right. we are confusing with real ones,
right?
Something is working them.
And I did. Exactly.
I was at the Black Horse one night, which is a pub in Wiltshire, right near the Avebury Stone Circle. And I did hear a story of three guys that were drinking too much, and they were laughing about the night they were out making a crop circle. And they were going, ha ha, you know, people really think, ha ha. And boom, out of the blue comes a ball of light right over them, and the one guy ducked. He said he wet his pants. And they were laughing
wow.
about it, because they were doing this, and I think still divinely guided, and boom, they saw a ball of light, because, you know, the balls of light don't really care what we think.
Right.
I mean, the people that are cynical, they very much care about humanity. And these balls of light, whatever they are that you just saw outside in small
yeah.
form, and we see them inside sometimes, we want to blame it on, oh, my eyes are tired, but I'm saying to the world on this radio show, your eyes are not tired, and the more you look, the more you're going to see. And the
yep.
more we see, the more we're going to realize that the veils are thinning. And
yeah.
we have an opportunity to work with these higher elemental beings. We have every opportunity to be working at a much higher level than we are. Doesn't matter that our DNA is being dummied down. We have an opportunity to bring it back. And these formations, these crop circle formations, being sacred geometric patterns, are giving our minds and our DNA system so deep, as we look at the picture of a crop circle formation, they are giving us these subconscious messages, and they are the first physical manifestation of communications from other worlds that humans can physically see. Each one of us can look at a photo. Any of these people that are listening that aren't going to make it to the crop circles, feel free to buy my movie. But aside from that, feel even freer, for no money at all, to dial up on the website, cropcircleconnector.com.
Yes. Yeah,
fabulous
yeah.
website. And they
yeah.
document every circle that is documentable all year long. And for $15, which is nothing, you can have a membership where you can look back into the 80s and see every crop circle that's ever come down.
Wow.
And they are brilliant.
Now, wasn't there one in particular that you were trying to photograph that somehow got lost in the ethers?
Well, I didn't try and photograph, but I photographed.
I mean, you did.
Yeah.
yeah. What was that one about?
Well, this was 2008. Again, I don't have all of the scientific data, conspiracy theories. I don't go into that realm, but I did fly over this one. I did go in it first thing in the morning. It was called the Avebury Manor Formation, and to me it looks like an orbit. But what happened, and I'm just going to talk from a third-dimensional viewpoint, was...
Yes.
I went in first thing in the morning with the front line of three people or two people or five, who knows. The formations are so big, once you get in your own circle, you don't see anybody else. So it was a stunning, fabulous formation. It just kept going and going. And when you're in it, you don't know what the pattern is. When you fly over it and take pictures or look down, then you see what the pattern is. So as I was in it, I'm just kind of like this lost pioneer with goosebumps everywhere, and my eyes are tearing, because it's such an incredible gift to be in these formations. And every ounce of your being does light up, and you can just deny it all you want and keep yourself numb if you choose, but there's something going on that is not of this world. It is not normal. And if it is, perhaps, you know, some people say that the military is shooting down these lasers that they're practicing for who knows what, and I don't know. I don't know what it is, but something is changing the energy in the fields. So I use a pendulum on a regular basis to communicate with the higher sources. That's how I register what I feel is going on. And the few times I've looked over and seen another, typically woman with a pendulum, we compare notes, and it's typically identical. And it's happened a number of times. Then there's people with the dowsing sticks, and they check the energy as they go in. And from walking in the tram line, the tractor tire lines, into the formation, as soon as you get in, boom, they separate. And they stay open. It's a different energy. And then my friend Barbara Lamb, she brings in her magnetometers. And these are machines that measure the electromagnetic field. And it just rages, it goes up. And then there's the little lady who buries her little water testing vials into the ground and then comes back a few days later and digs them up and tests the water samples. And there is a change in whatever it is that you can test in water. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But I know that all the people that have tested the wheat biologically, there is a change in the energetic structure of the wheat. So something's hitting it really fast and hard. And my favorite proof, in my opinion, again, it's proof to me, was the footage that I used at the end of my Wake Up Call Anybody Listening movie. The only real documented footage, it was done by John Whaley in, I think, the 1990s. And he was one of the very few humans that was sitting on the side of a hill like we did every night, night after night after night, waiting for the balls of light to show up. You got your camera around your neck, and many people have said, I had my camera around my neck, this thing showed up, it's right there in front of me, I'm blown away, and it's right there in front of me, and oh my God, it's so incredible. And then when it was gone, I realized, I have my camera here. I totally forgot, because you're so in the moment. So this guy, John Whaley, actually hit play. Whoa, you see two balls of light go across a wheat field because he felt the, it's this buzz in the field. There's a vibration in the wheat, and everybody describes the same sound. It's this kind of like a whistling of the wheat, but it all starts to, it's something, again, very undeniably something that nobody's ever heard before. But not only does this sound come, but the din of sounds that were in the field, the mosquitoes, the crickets, the wind, the birds, disappears. And all of a sudden it's this complete silence when these people that I've talked to are in the presence of this ball of light. So this guy hits play, and he's got on film a flat field, and all of a sudden two balls of light come in from different directions. Yeah. And the field goes down in a heartbeat. And they go continuing on, and then a third ball comes, checks the field, and flies away. Okay, how many millions of people? Have you seen the footage?
I have seen that.
Okay, so here I am.
It's stunning.
It's stunning. So I show it.
Because you see there's no crop circle, and then you see the balls of light zipping around, and then there's a crop circle there.
And it happens
instantaneously.
Instantaneously.
It's an amazing piece of footage.
So here I am. My first year, I've met all the great researchers, and I've interviewed most of them inside a crop circle, and I've hired a film crew because I had no idea I was really going to grow up to maybe be a filmmaker for a while, let alone run my own camera, which I had no idea. So I hired a film crew because I, with my small little Canon PowerShot, had shot over 1,100 photos that were each one fabulous. I have light beings over Silbury Hill at 5 in the morning. This little cheap camera is shooting all these incredible, incredible pictures. And so I'm thinking, my God, so I go to the symposium, I meet all the amazing speakers, and I just handpick the ones I love, and I hired the film crew. So I make the movie of my first one, and I come home with it, and I hire a totally beautiful, homeschooled, 26-year-old editor with no attitude, no ego. He sits down with me. We roll out this movie, and it's so beautiful. And then I get to the end, and I said, okay, run the John Whaley footage, and then I'm going to do a voiceover and say, pretty amazing, huh? Want to see it again? And then we run it again. And because the way the human brain runs, I said, we're going to run it a third time because people are going to. So then my voiceover says something like, don't believe it, do you? Okay, one more time. Boom. So I'm sitting here with my editor. I'm not really experienced at all. And I said, Johnny, I don't know why, but slow the footage down and back it up for me. He said, why? I said, I told you, I don't know why.
Don't know why.
Slow the footage down and back it up. So we're looking at this John Whaley footage, and son of a gun, stop! Right there between the two balls of light is a straight line of communication with this pattern in it. I don't know if it's binary or digital or some kind of, you know, computer messaging, but it is right there on the frame. Now, all these millions of people, far more brilliant and experienced than myself, have looked at this footage. How did nobody do what I did? So now my movie ends, which, you know, it did all the time, not just with the three times of seeing this amazing footage, but then I reversed the film, and I said, don't know how I found it, but here's a gift for you. So I run it backwards and stop the frame, and there it is. These two balls of light, right before the field went down, they communicated. And it's right there in your face, in my face. So I show that three times, and I think the last thing I said was debunk that.
Wonderful. Gee, that's exciting.
And well, again, you know, I think it's good not to know anything because it's allowed me to be fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got clear, you know, you have virgin eyes.
Yes.
And so many people today are saying that we're living in a quantum reality and that this is a, you know, hyperdimensional universe in a holographic formation. So we're having to start thinking differently about our reality because it's changing on every front, you know, from science to spiritual sources to just what's happening right in front of us, as you said.
Yes. So how great is it to realize today, Lance, that you now see plasma? And when we hang up from this interview, you should go outside and go see what's out there. And all of you people listening, you should go outside and see what's out there because quantum physics, parallel realities, call it what you want, but it looks as clear as a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, plasma, which we have solids, liquids, gas, plasma, light. We now have the ability with our own beingness to see these other realms. And so the more we can slow down from our busy lives and distracted field of energy and consciousness and take ourselves, and I don't say sit and meditate for hours. I say go out in nature and seriously be.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, most people are pretty familiar with the idea that we have a third eye and at least two higher senses above the five that we know of. And so those senses are being triggered when we balance the left and right sides of our brains. It's like a light switch goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the right intuitive side balances out, if we allow it, the analytical and more masculine side on the left. And so, you know, the more we can balance ourselves internally and remain in a neutral zone, all of these things just start to manifest. It's like stepping on the gas. You know, so we can do that on our own evolutionary scale. We can step on the gas, and if it's a little too fast, well, you stop on the brake for a few minutes, and, you know, especially before you hit the train. And it's all in divine order and timing, and synchronicity kind of lights the way.
Yes. So even when the train hits the car, if we can look at it in that moment and say, this is perfect divine order, what can I get from this so I don't have to die right now?
Yes.
Then we don't have to die right now.
Right. Right.
But if we say, oh, God, I'm dying, I'm, you know, and we go into all that, then we're gonna.
Right.
So
right.
We better watch everything that goes through our mind anymore. And it's an easy time.
No, not at all.
But, you know, the more we can carry on with people in a higher vibration and with more integrity, and when we see that, oops, we've made a mistake, and step out of it, and almost, I find that I don't even need to lecture people anymore when it's obvious they're not in integrity.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be. They just don't want to be. So why hang? I'm going to take myself out. And that's the zero tolerance now. And I think the less we fight with them, the less they're going to need a fight.
Yes, yes.
And the less
we
fight with anything, the greater our days are going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you, I see this on television, I do watch some television, and everything is geared to fight, you know, fight this, fight that, fight plaque, fight cancer, fight wars. We are being brainwashed to fight everything, when in actuality, everything is in harmony. All you have to do is just align with what is.
Yes.
There is nothing to fight, and we think we're fighting an enemy. There are no enemies. We are our own worst enemies.
Right.
And these are just timeless things that people have been saying for thousands of years, and then they die, and then people make shrines to them, and then they turn their work into something different, you know, a new form of control over the masses. So, you know, we just have to start learning to think for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we also have to get the children to be wising up. The
no.
new movie I'm working on is actually stars a Jack Russell dog. My new movie.
Oh.
Yeah, Bindi Belzer.
You should have mine in this. She is such a star. You would just, everybody would fall in love with her. She is just magnificent.
Well, you know, the movie is going to be so charming
that
maybe I'll have to get a series out of it, and then I'll need your dog. So good
I'd
to know there's an extra one.
You can come up to my ranch and film any time.
Aw. Well, the dog that narrates the movie, which is called The Fairy Kingdom in the New Paradigm, is a telepathic dog that has a Bindi on her third eye.
Oh, my goodness.
So I named her Bindi Belzer because she's got this big red Bindi jewel.
Oh.
And this is for children. And the movie is, I've been filming wildlife all summer because I live in the Rocky Mountains. And I'm fearless. I hand feed foxes. I hand feed elk and deer and everybody. I even got a ticket for it, I'm proud to say. Division of Wildlife came and arrested me. I mean, you can't even in your own house in the woods have furry friends. Please.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Don't even start me. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. We can
don't tell anybody,
on
but I have furry friends. So, anyway, my new furry friend movie is narrated by a dog, and most of the speakers are really brilliant lecturers, Isabel Kingston, Patricia Cota Robles, but they're coming through the telepathic face of a fox.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's just great.
And
you
a
know,
hummingbird.
I love it.
Yeah, a hummingbird tells you the hummingbird story, and an
oh,
elk
my.
Tells you the elk story, and I've learned so much. Did you know hummingbirds are the only birds that fly backwards?
No, I did not
know. Did you know that they can't walk? They can only perch or fly really fast?
I kind of suspected that.
Anyway.
Because I watch them at my feeder, and sometimes I've got, you know, at its height, I had 15 to 20 zooming around and, you know, within a feet or two, foot or two of my face. And so, and they're just so much fun to play with. And I've had a friend who, they go into his house and light on his shoulder. They did a local news show about what he filmed there, and he's very intuitive with the animals. So, it's just a wonderful experience when you
Ooh.
Open yourself up to
is
it.
Is he single?
Yeah, but he's
good.
Gay. You wouldn't be interested.
I'm interested in an animal whisperer because that's pretty much what I am too. And I'm, you know, I've kind of slowed down on people whispering because it's kind of hard anymore. But animals, oh, my God, they're so innocent. They're so pure-hearted. And I think that the focus of me making a movie now for children where it's the innocent animals telling them the truth, which is, did you know you could eat pine needles?
Wow.
Did you know that when you're in the woods and there's moss on one side of the tree, it's north? I mean,
no,
the coolest little lessons that I didn't know.
Wow.
And trying to make an Ascension movie, not trying, making an Ascension movie without using the scary words like
crop circle,
UFO,
E.T.,
you know, none of those words. It's only going to be, you know, it's going to be a spiritual work on a subconscious level, kind of like a crop circle, where when they finish it, they're going to say, oh, my God, I'm so in love with life. I feel so good. I just want to go jump out in my backyard and look under every leaf.
Yes.
And if we could start doing that rather than jumping to the mall and buying something plastic and new or synthetic and appropriate for today's party, we're going to be ascending in a way that we need to be. And
oh,
direction.
Absolutely.
The this is the direction I hope we can encourage everybody to start taking more, is being loving to the planet, being loving to each other, and really honoring that when, God, we get hurt, wrap your arms around each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's take care of each other instead of take from each other.
Right, right. Wow. Well, Patty, you know, this hour has flown by faster than a hummingbird on speed.
Indeed. Well, I do want to mention again my website, because the movies will teach people so much about what's going on. I am the opposite of a snooty filmmaker. I am the filmmaker that's probably the only one in the field with muddy boots when it's raining, because most people are too smart to go into the field when it's raining. But I, even though the first page of my camera manual said, don't get it wet, well, that's what the tarp's for. So I'm holding a tarp over my camera. But
that's
typically the only one in the field with a movie camera. So I have really beautiful footage and people that are really living an authentic life in the higher community of consciousness. I don't... That's the nice thing about being the producer, director, and making my own movies, is that I get to pick to really bring to the world the finest people that I meet.
Yes.
And so I take myself to the International UFO Conference because brilliant people go there. And if we know that there's places that are a beehive of brilliance or a shopping mall with a bunch of plastic crap, well, we have a conscious choice today. What are we going to do with it?
And
even if we can't afford to go to these events, we can see movies. We can rent them on Netflix for, what, a dollar? You know, it's nothing.
Right, right.
But I am flooding my brain with everybody else's movies now because I want to know more.
Yep, yep, me too. Well, Patty, your website is www.pattygreer.com, and I've just in love with your movie 2012. We're in it now. I'm in love with you because you're such a just such a courageous groundbreaker, and you just are so real. You know, you're just absolutely right out there, and you're right on the money. You resonate to me 1,000%. So
thank you.
You know, I hope that the listeners listened. And not just listened, but, you know, will take action upon what we were talking about, because this is really the way up and out or in or whatever.
Well, it's really about coming back into the heart and a little bit less in the head, because we need to be back into the heart. And, you know, the spiritual people are saying it's the end of the masculine paradigm and moving back into the divine mother, whatever we want to call it. You know, it's just words, but it's really about moving out of the head fully and into the heart, so that we can really co-create a beautiful now and a beautiful future for us and our children.
Absolutely.
Everybody says our children, but how about us?
Right,
in this moment.
Regardless of what the world appears to look like in the illusion that we see and is presented to us. That means not, the world out there that is being presented to us is not real unless you're actually in nature and you're having a direct experience of it. So,
Now, if I can do one ad for my business, I would like to throw this out to the world.
Okay,
and
go ahead,
I know
real quick.
It's an honor to be offered all these distribution deals that I have been. But if there's such thing on this planet as an integral distribution person, I would love to be able to hand off my movies and have somebody to work with. I've turned down 7 deals in the last 6 months. My lawyer just looks at me and he goes, Patty, wake up. None of these are good. So, again, this is what you and I talked about for the hour. I've consciously held my movies back. I mean, they're on my website, they're on Amazon, but I'm not stepping into this anymore with people that aren't on the same team. And I think that that's what we need to do, is really encourage our teammates to step forward and help each other and really continue the evolution, because we are evolving. We are definitely going up. We are not going down with this boat.
And they can reach you through pattygreer.com, right?
pattygreer.com. You said www.pattygreer, but it's www.pattygreer.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Patty, we've come to the end of the hour, and we have to sign off, because the next show, which is Jim Gilliland's show, As You Like It, from the East City Ranch, about UFOs and orbs and things, is next. And so it was just you were just fabulous. I can't thank you enough for coming back, and I want you to come back whenever you want to, because it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And it's always different.
I really appreciate it. And Don, loving my movie also and throwing myself up on whatever it is that you guys do there, I appreciate it all. You know, I think the more people that can share this information, the better.
Wonderful. And I'll be saying hello to your friend Patricia Corey next weekend.
Very good.
It's just a family, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
All right. Thanks again, Patty. I just love you.
I love you, Lance. Take care. Happy trails.
All right.
And everybody out there in the world, enjoy the ride.
Exactly. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.